Okay, so we'll start with the next talk by Christophe de Danachon. Concept programming. We'll be talking about concept programming.
Hello, so my name is Christophe de Danachon, and it's indeed hard to say, so thank you for... And my objective today is to make you better programmers, like making you think about something that programmers usually don't think about, and help you figure out mistakes that you may be making in your code, because everybody has been making them for 20 or 30 years. So who is a developer in the audience? Okay, so I'm talking to the right crowd. So what is concept programming? Basically, it's focusing on the translation from wetware, which is in your head, into software, which is into a machine. So it looks extremely simple. Like this, right? Basically, it's a one-to-one mapping. Turns out it's not that simple. Because, for instance, I have this in my head, right? And when I go into code, it looks more like this. Who has this experience? Okay, so again, right crowd. So, what you remember the WYSIWYG? Well, your old timers might remember what you see is what you get. In software, what you think is not what you get. So let's try to identify a few problems in the code, and going from intuition on stuff that doesn't quite work as we want to method. I liked this picture. I was biking near to my home, and I got this nice car that polluted me with a diesel exhaust while I was biking. And then they got stuck, and I saw them trying to get out of the rock they were on, and they had no method to it. So they basically stayed stuck there until I called the fireman. Okay, so let's start with something that I call pseudometrics. And I'm sorry if I turn my back to you, I can't get mirroring to work here, so I have to look at the screen to check that it's okay. So pseudometrics are pseudo, because we can't really measure what is in our brain yet. However, you'll see that they are quite intuitive and easy to use. Syntactic noise, for example, is code that does not look as expected. An example is in Lisp, you write plus 2, 3, whereas in mathematical notations, you write 2 plus 3. So that is an example of syntactic noise. Semantic noise is code that does not behave as expected. An example of that is Smalltalk, where if you write 2 plus 3 times 5, you get 25 and not 17, because Smalltalk, everything is an object, and basically it parses objects left to right, therefore priorities are not respected, precedence is not respected, and you get 25 instead of 17. When I mentioned that to Alan Kay face to face, his answer is yes, because mathematics are wrong. I think this is the wrong answer. Bandwidth is an analysis of how much of the problem your code does cover. For instance, in OCaml, you have to write 2.0 plus dot 3.0. And this plus dot means that the plus in OCaml does not cover floating point numbers. So it has a low bandwidth compared to the plus in C. And finally, the signal-to-noise ratio is what fraction of your code is useful. And here, you know, we can take, for instance, a complex operator in C++, where all the stuff in red is really not that useful. It doesn't give you information. I included that the return type of the function, which you can deduce from the expression in the function. Now, what is interesting, and the analogy to music or signal processing, is that much like in music, what is noise to one person might actually sound like music to someone else. So that's important to remember. All this, because it's in our head, it's subjective. However, it is useful. So I mentioned mistakes that everybody does. Let me start with a simple example, which I call concept cast. Concept cast is when you replace a concept in your head with another one that is related. For example, and the problem with that is that very often it's unconscious. You don't know you're doing that. And it seems to work. So what's wrong with it? But it generates many problems, because you lose a lot of semantics and a lot of signal. And you introduce another noise. So here are a few examples of concept casts. An example is all the languages that don't have variadic functions, you need to replace a variadic function with a list. When you have text, well, if your language does not really support the notion of text, you can replace that with a pointer to a char. Anybody who has programmed in C knows how many mistakes we can make out of that. Write line, same thing. You can replace the idea of writing a line with the idea of writing a character that skips a line, which is fancy on old terminals in 1972, but today causes many problems. Like, for instance, there is practically no way today in C++ to write a line in a correct portable way that doesn't break because you put a lock around it. So if you have multiple threads, you get mixed outputs. You can also, that's basically the next one. It's replacing write with an operator that does one operation at a time. Because at the time this was introduced, C++ did not have proper violinic type-safe functions, so they had to replace one concept with another. Replacing an array of something with a pointer to something, also found in C, causes so many mistakes. You know, any CVE, you can take any 100 CVE, 99 are one of these issues. Replacing A of N, indexing in an array,